Radio Shema Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. What a great pleasure it is for me to spend some time with you each week as we explore the Word of God together. Let me ask you a question. What would it look like for you to live the abundant life that God offers us through His Son, Jesus Christ? What would it be like to live your life in all the fullness God offers us? Some of you listening today may already be living that abundant life. To be perfectly honest, however, many of you listening may be living lives that are not filled with the presence of God. Many people have very full lives, but not very fulfilled. Many people are looking in all of the wrong places, trying to find meaning for their lives. Many people are overloaded and overwhelmed by their life. Some of you may feel like you are running all the time, but you cannot outrun the emptiness you feel. Maybe you wonder if this is all there is, or if this is the way life was meant to be lived. If you can relate to those kinds of thoughts and feelings, then I want to encourage you to listen very carefully today. My prayer is that you would feel more alive than ever, and that you will discover the abundant life Jesus promised those who would invite Him into their lives as their one and only true personal Lord and Savior. There's a passage of Scripture from the Bible that God used Paul to write to us that gives a good place to start today. In Romans 13, verses 11 and 12, he says, "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up! Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So, remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes, and put on the shining armor of right living." That encouragement from God contains three challenges that we each need to consider. The first one, he tells us to live with a sense of urgency. Paul says, "Another reason for right living is that you know how late it is. Time is running out." Do you hear the sense of urgency in those words? We know that we only have a limited time here on earth, but maybe we fall into the trap of living and acting like we will be here forever. There was an interesting survey done among a bunch of college students. They were asked this question: "If you could know the exact date of your death, would you like to know?" 87% said no. It would seem that most people have a kind of denial that does not want to face the fact of our mortality. I wonder how many people get to the end of their life, look over their shoulders, and wonder, "What happened?" So many unfulfilled dreams, so many lost opportunities, so much left undone, so many regrets. It is so easy to put things off, probably telling ourselves that we will take care of things some other time. The problem is that the "some other time" probably never arrives. We tell ourselves, "Someday I'll make things right with my mom. Someday I'll take that trip. Someday I'll have more time for the kids. Someday I'll talk to my friend about Jesus." You can fill in the blank yourself. What is your someday? What do you keep putting off, convincing yourself that you will take care of it later? What have you been saying you will do someday, but have never gotten around to doing it? You sincerely plan to get around to do it, but everything else seems to come first. For many people, the someday never arrives, so they end up having lots of regrets when their life on earth is drawing to a close. As a pastor, I have preached many funerals. It is so sad that I often hear people crying with regret. They say how much they wish they would have talked with or spent more time with the deceased. They say how much they wish they would have forgiven or done other things that would have healed a relationship that was now lost. One of the saddest things, and really one of the most arrogant things I think I have ever heard, was when someone told me that they knew they needed to accept Jesus Christ into their lives to be their Lord and Savior, but that they would do it sometime in the future. He told me he was having too much fun in his life, so didn't want to become a Christian then. He thought being a Christian would ruin his fun. I have heard stories of people who said something like that, but then they died before they ever took the step of asking Christ into their lives. It is important to realize that it is the Holy Spirit that draws us into a saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We can resist the Holy Spirit, but we certainly do it at our own risk, because we do not know if our life might end before we have another chance to say yes to Christ. Accepting Christ as your one and only Lord and Savior is not a casual thing. It is the most important decision you will make in your entire life. We never know when we will take our last breath on this earth. It might be today or any day. When that day comes, God will honor the choice you made about accepting Christ into your life. If you asked Him into your life as Lord and Savior, then you have no reason to fear death. The Bible says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In other words, if you die as a Christian, you will immediately go to heaven for all eternity, where there is no pain, no sorrow, no hunger, only the wonderful blessings of God. If you did not ask Christ into your life while here on earth, then you have every reason to be afraid of death. Instead of going to heaven, you will be on your way to hell, where there will be a horrible pain for eternity. I want to make sure you understand that God does not send anyone to heaven, and He does not send anyone to hell. God simply honors the choice you made while alive here on earth. God doesn't force anyone to follow Him, but He sure does make it worth it if you do. Let me say it another way. You will go wherever the one you are following goes. If you follow Jesus, you will go where He is, to heaven. If you follow the devil, then you will go where he is going, to hell. I hear people say that God loves the people of the world so much that He would never send anyone to hell, so everyone will go to heaven. The fact is that God loves the people of the world so much that He will honor the choice you make. Since that is true, it makes sense that we need to make sure we make the right choice. I hope you can sense the urgency in this. Since we do not know when we will die, it is so important that we accept Christ into our lives before it is too late. Waiting simply is not wise. Living with urgency does not mean living faster or busier. Living with a sense of urgency means to live with the awareness that any day could be your last. It means being alert to the fact that the clock is ticking. You see, life is fragile, uncertain in so many ways, and in many ways it is out of your control. No matter how careful you are, no matter how good your car's safety equipment is, no matter how much you play it safe, there is no guarantee that you will be alive tomorrow. The past is gone. We cannot retrieve it or relive it. A lot of people seem to live in the past. They are always looking in the rearview mirror. As Christians, we must learn to let God's amazing grace and mercy cover our past. Let it go. The past is gone. Tomorrow is an unknown. It is not promised or guaranteed. That leaves today. We can choose how we will live today. We can choose who our God is today. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. That means today is the best day to accept Jesus Christ as your one and only Lord and Savior. If you have not already done so, say a prayer. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to forgive you for the sins of your past and to help you live as a Christian today and every day. Just as we must let God's grace and mercy cover our past, we must let God's love and care cover our future. He is a good God. He is a loving God. We may not always understand His ways, but we can always trust that He wants the very best for us. We can know that He will never leave us or forsake us. He will help us get the victory in the middle of the battles of life. So, if your past is covered by God's grace and your future is covered by God's love and care, then where should we live? We should live in the now. We should live in the present, because that is really all we can do anything about. The psalmist declares in Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want you to know I always pray that these programs will touch your heart and lead you to the one and only God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.